T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. This time every Friday, around 11:40, we check in with Pirates broadcaster John Wehner, who's had a nice week of relaxation. John, did you have a good time? Where were we at? The Outer Banks, right?
Oh, it's been beautiful. Absolutely perfect. Yeah, we've had great weather. It's a great time. Yeah, we've really enjoyed ourselves.
John, you played a long time, and you, when you play 162 games, you have games like last night where you're down 6-0 in the second and 8-0 in the third. What is it like for a player in those games? I mean, you know your chances of coming back aren't real good. It's got to be difficult, I would think, to stand out there for 3 hours when you're that far behind that early.
Well, for a guy like me, I thought I had a better chance of getting into the game when we were down. You know, but truth be told, I think the toughest thing to do is to go up there and still give a professional at bat and to be ready every pitch. I think you have to do that for your teammates, for the fans. You know, I know certain times you get up there at the plate and you're down by 8 and there's nobody on. You want to try to hit a home run instead of just trying to stick with your approach and get on base. Defensively, your mind might wander a little bit. And, you know, and I think it's easy to control, to just bear down and again, just stick with the normal approach, not try to do too much or try to, you know, pad your stats, but, you know, try to make plays for your pitcher to keep them where they're at and not give up any cheap runs or whatever. And just try to chip away and go up there at the plate and not give away the at bat. I mean, I think every major league player will tell you that they've given away at bats, you know, over the course of their career. And I think those are the games where it's easier to do.
John, it was one of those nights for Chad Cole, I guess. You know, he has been so good. I think he's been as good as any pitcher they've had his previous 5 starts. I think his ERA was 2.45. It just happens from time to time. I guess he talked about maybe tipping his pitches, and he said something that I had never heard before. He said he's had a problem in the past where he breathes real hard when he's throwing a fastball and not when he's throws a curveball. It's amazing what I guess you can pick up in video, isn't it?
Maybe, yeah. You never know. I think that's like the greatest secret ever. If somebody got something on a pitcher, nobody's ever going to share it except for with your teammates. And then it doesn't leave the clubhouse. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case or not. I know this. Anytime you face a team where you got a few guys swinging the bat well, if you make a mistake, they capitalize. And, you know, Chad Cole has done such a good job against left-handed pitchers. I think that's what's kind of turned around his season and had better success in the last month and a half because he's been able to limit lefties. Well, lefties got him yesterday. I think they were 6-for-10, and you know, he had a home run in there. And I think it's just one of those things to where, you know, some days you can execute pitches and have them out of the middle of the plate, and certain days you leave them over the middle, and not always does the opponent take advantage. But I just think some of the pitches last night he left out over the plate, and they had took advantage and you know, and had some big hits. I think that's the other thing too, when you look at the, you know, the big hits, the Avila homer and the Marte homer. Obviously that instant offense is gonna make a, you know, a night look bad in a hurry.
We're talking to Pirates broadcaster John Wehner here on the Cook and Pony Show. John, Joe Starkey has an interesting column in the PG today talking about how the Pirates need a face of the franchise. You go back to a couple years ago, it was McCutchen when they were winning. Back in the early 90s when you played, Barry Bonds was, you know, obviously a caliber future Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's ever going to be making it because of the performance-enhancing issues. Going back into the 70s, Stargell and Parker, Clemente. Who on this team do you think has a chance to grow into that position?
When you look at last year and you saw the year that Josh Bell had, there was a lot of talk in the offseason that Josh Bell would just slide into that role. I don't know if you necessarily need a face of the franchise. I mean, I read the article and I thought about that for a moment, and I immediately went to the Dodgers. Now, obviously, they have Clayton Kershaw, who only pitches once every 5 days when healthy. Obviously, he hasn't been healthy this year. But the rest of the lineup, you don't really have a face of the franchise. I mean, Bellinger was Rookie of the Year, but I don't know if that would put him the face. Seager's still a young player. I guess they both could be the faces of the franchise. But you need good players, and you need good players to go out there and have good years. And if you win ball games, if you have a bunch of good players that go out and help you win games, and you don't have a superstar or a Cy Young Award winner or an MVP, I still think people will come out and watch you play. I mean, it is nice to have a horse or two, specifically in a starting rotation. I mean, you know, that's always important, especially to go get into the postseason and succeed at the postseason. But I don't necessarily know if you need to have an MVP type player to draw fans or to have an identity as a team. And but like right now, you sit there and you think of the two guys that could potentially be really good baseball players. And I look at Josh Bell based on what he did last year, and I look at Jameson Taillon off the mound. And doesn't mean other guys can't step into that. But I guess the one bad thing about having a face of the franchise is those guys are the ones that get stuck talking to us stinking media all the time, and that ends up being kind of a drawback and probably a nuisance for the Andrew McCutchins and the Barry Bonds of the world.
Well, Andrew handled it well. Barry certainly didn't handle it well all of the time. I don't know. I'm with you. I mean, I said Bell and Taillon, and I also think, you know, Meadows has a shot, but I got to see a lot more. I've been pleased with how Glasnow has come on. He's starting to pitch more in bigger situations and seems to be handling it pretty well.
You could just tell by the look in his face how much more confident he is and how he knows now that he can go out there and get big league hitters out. And I don't know, you know, if he had that confidence last year. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see as we go forward, you know, if he gets more and more important situations to pitch in late in the ball game. And it'll even be, and if he continues to succeed and excel, I think it'll be more interesting to see if he gets back into the rotation at some point in time in the, you know, next year or so. I don't know if next year, but or does he fit in the back end of the bullpen? I know this. He's very talented, and obviously he's had great success at the minor league level, and I think he's still learning, but he's also gaining confidence, which means, you know, he's going to be a good pitcher. It's just it's going to be interesting to see if it's going to be out of the bullpen or in the rotation.
John, real quickly, I wanted to get your reaction to an interesting story in USA Today, and we've talked to you about this a little bit before. Players are striking out 22.5% of the time. Almost a quarter of at-bats in baseball are ending up in strikeouts, and the leagues are on pace for more strikeouts than hits. And I found this stat amazing. Between balls put in play, almost 4 minutes on average, 3 minutes, 45 seconds. And Bob Nightingale wrote the piece, speculated this is a big reason why attendance is down all over baseball, 6.5%. Again, strikeouts used to be a bad thing. Not anymore. Guys are trying to go for home runs, and I guess home runs are where the money is, right?
That's what we talked about last year. They're paying for these guys to hit the ball out of the ballpark, and that's how they know they can get paid. They could strike out 200 times, hit 40 homers, and get a huge contract. And I don't know if that'll ever change. But, yeah, the game is a little bit slow right now, and there isn't a lot of action, and there isn't a lot, even with the pitching as great as it is. I mean, you can get behind a strong, solid pitching performance, and we don't seem to get those very often. There's only seems to be a handful or so pitchers that you'll go out there and pay to see if they come into town. And so, yeah, the game is in kind of a rut right now, and what they do about it will be interesting to see. But certainly you want people to come out, you want them to be excited and enjoy themselves at the ballpark and see, you know, a good brand of baseball, not, you know, the strikeout, the walk, and the home run. That is a bit boring. And until they hit the home run, obviously you get a handful of home runs in the game. People get excited about that, but that's only, like you said, five plays. What's that take, about 30 seconds?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Interesting stuff to watch, John. Always fun to talk to you, man. I'm glad you're having a great vacation. We'll look forward to it. Where you go Monday? You're back on the road, right?
Actually, yeah, I'll be working the game Sunday. I'll be home on Sunday, I'll be working for Steve. He's taking a trip next week, and then, long road trip, New York, San Diego, L.A. It's been tough. I've had a tough little run here.
Hey, John, thanks, man. Always love talking to you. Stay well.
All right. Have a good weekend. Take care.
All right. John Wehner of the Pirates broadcast crew. It is always fun to talk to him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.